As we come to worship today, it is encouraging to remember that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But in Hebrews 13:3, we receive a command that should really drive the topic of persecution home. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. When we remember the persecuted church, we are not to view them as a distant group, but as one body with ourselves. 1 Corinthians 12 contains an excellent passage on our unity in Christ, but due to time constraints, I'd suggest reading that later today. May we not forget the personal agony, and in some cases the greater collective agony, these faithful brethren endure, and may their faith strengthen our own. Amen. Let us return to worship of our only Savior, our only refuge, and our only hope in time of trial.